people.
Here's the thing.
Can I have your attention, please, people?
The most famous.
Amazing. Just great.
So great.
Awesome.
You rock my world.
The Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet.
Everybody's heard of Big Brothers, Big Sisters. These are people that are kind enough to donate their time and make sure that somebody smaller than them has somebody they can talk to, look up to, hang out with. Imagine extending that out to somebody that's going through a real health scare in the battle of their life. Katie Abdallah did and created Battle Buddies. Katie, you are the most valuable person on the planet.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad to be here today.
Well, it's very nice of you. Now, you just graduated from Wake Forest High School. What are you going to do this fall?
I actually just moved out to Santa Monica, and I'm at community college out there right now.
Nice. Santa Monica. Wow. How'd you scam that? You went to mom and dad and said,
nice
listen,
weather.
It's not going to be easy for me, but I'd like to go somewhere where the weather's great every day.
You know, I decided to follow my brother.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. All right, so here's the deal. Katie enrolled in a business incubator class. The objective was to solve problems creatively, and you guys created Battle Buddies. What is it?
So Battle Buddies is a nonprofit organization that seeks to raise the spirits of pediatric cancer patients in Metro Chicago by pairing them with our local young adult volunteers, who are usually high school students, that meet with our patients on a biweekly basis. Our goal is to provide a break from the hardships that they really endure during their treatment, and to just kind of give them a break and let them hang out and kick back with a buddy.
Yeah, so it's not about the sickness. It's about just being normal and having
exactly.
An older kid to hang around with and talk to and laugh with and whatever.
Exactly.
Well, what are the age groups that we're looking at here with the pediatric patients? And then I know you're saying
so
high
we
school.
We really serve patients between the ages of 2 to 12.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Great.
So, yeah, we've got quite the range.
You know, that's that key age when you just really look up to people that are in high school.
Yeah, you know? And you know, especially when you get to be, what, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12,
yeah.
And hanging out with somebody that's
mm-hmm.
15, 16, 18, whatever.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's very nice of you to do it. Now, what do you need from the public? What's the best way to help you guys keep this thing going even while you're off at school?
So, honestly, we've had a lot of problem actually finding kids to help because going through the hospitals looking for patients have had a lot of privacy issues.
Oh.
So really just getting our name out there to be able to help more people.
All right. So we need the hospitals to recognize Battle Buddies as a legitimate deal, trying to help kids and figure out a way to sync those two up a little better.
Exactly.
And you're saying that even parents of pediatric cancer patients can also reach out directly to the organization
yes,
as well.
Yes, that's how we have been operating.
Got it. Okay. And what are some of the activities that that the kids engage in?
It really ranges between coloring, sometimes we read books, Just Dance is a favorite.
That's funny. And what about the older kids? More video games?
Board games, really.
Okay. Okay, so basically whatever, just whatever the kid's into yeah. And hasn't had a chance to do.
Exactly.
Right.
It's well, really their time to do whatever they want.
What are you going to do with your education, Katie? What are you going to study?
I'm looking to go into business.
Okay.
But I'm not really sure which field yet. Probably accounting, actually.
Well, you're off to a fine start, and you are the most valuable person on the planet. Thanks for being on. Katie Abdallah. Isn't that a neat idea?
That's a great idea.
And I could see these kids come up with this idea from an incubator standpoint and, you know, going full thrust and then running into. And by the way, the HIPAA laws and things, the privacy laws are perfectly appropriate and they should
absolutely,
be in place.
Yeah.
But they need to have somebody be the liaison mm-hmm. between them and the administrators of the hospital so they understand that this is something that's needed. And then maybe they can get more kids involved and you know, the kids that are going through cancer treatment can benefit.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. You just think about what happens when a kid is sick and the parents are working. Usually they're picking up extra work in order to pay for the kid. If there's not siblings around, or if there are, you've got to make sure that all the kids have attention. So this is a great way of making sure that a kid that's sick is getting a little extra TLC.
Well, not a doubt. 224, my son's a pediatric cancer patient at Lurie's. Thank you for doing this because I don't know if you know, but September is Pediatric Cancer Awareness Month. I'm going to let our social worker know about this Battle Buddies program so she can refer patients.
That's fantastic.
There you go.